Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much. Thanks for tuning in today, Savvy Scribes. Today we are talking all about the batching process, what it is, why we do it, and it's really great for part-timers, which is many of you because you're starting to build your businesses. Because if you only have a few hours a day to work on your business, it's a great way to make the most of your tight schedule. So enjoy the show and let me know your thoughts about this episode at our Savvy Scribe Collective over on Facebook.
Welcome to The Savvy Scribe, a podcast for freelance healthcare and medical writers who want to start or grow their business. Your hosts, Carol Bush and Janine Kalbach, will help you build a profitable health writing business without having to spend years figuring it out on your own. Now, let's join the conversation.
According to Michael Hyatt, batching is simply a form of time management that allows a person to maximize concentration and decrease distraction. As a result, it increases your productivity, creativity, and mental sharpness while decreasing fatigue, procrastination, and stress. Batch processing is the group of similar tasks that require similar resources in order to streamline their completion. All that said, I want to tell you guys how to do it and how to see how you're already doing it, because I guarantee in your life right now, you are already batching. You just have to move it over into a business side. According to the Harvard Business Review, productivity goes down by 40% when we attempt to focus on several things at once. When we change our focus, it can take on average 15 to 23 minutes for our brain to catch up and refocus. So I'm telling you guys today, stop multitasking. It doesn't help you. I know you think it might help you. It doesn't help. It doesn't help when you're trying to do this and do that. You either do a poor job on what you're supposed to be focusing on, or you're not as effective and you slow down. So there's a couple ways to battle this, because I know as a mom, as a nurse, as a human being, a female at that, I do a ton of multitasking in my life. And I still do. I try to not, but I still do. So the first thing I want to talk to you guys about is the Pomodoro technique. If you've ever used it, it can really, 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 really help you in getting things done. Tomato-timer.com is one of the favorite places for me. It's on my browser, you know, favorites, and I click on it every morning, and it's how I stay focused. And it gives me 25 minutes of focus time and then a short break or a long break. And they have recommendations. They have recommendations for you to do the Pomodoro technique, but you can do your own technique. Personally, depending on the project, I can have an hour focus time and not have to stop. There's other things though, usually those tasks I dread, that I'm doing 25 minutes of the focused work, and I look up and I have like 7 minutes left, and I'm like, okay, just stay in a little longer, Janine, and I can do it. Then you take that short break, or sometimes you need a long break. And it depends what you want to do on that break. I suggest getting up and walking around and doing something to bring more oxygen to your brain. But if you feel like you got to get some of those personal things done, like maybe all of a sudden you're doing some work, right? You're focused in, you're doing 25 minutes of work, and you start thinking about groceries or laundry, whatever those things are that are jumping into your mind, or you remember that your kid has a game tonight and you got to get their stuff together, whatever that is. But think about it. On your short break, can you throw your kid's soccer cleats into a bag so you can be ready for tonight? Could you write down those ideas on the side so you can write down, you know, what you need at the grocery store? In that 5 minutes, can you switch the laundry? Sure. Now you're completing things, but you're not doing it at the same time. You're not being disrupted. So first thing I want to talk to you guys about is how I use batching in life. I'm not even going to go into business right now. I'm going to go into life first. The first thing I want to talk about is cooking for the week. My family, you know, I don't think they'd survive. I don't think they'd survive without my cooking. So they would definitely order out more. We'll just start there. When I choose to cook for the week, I have to plan my meals first. I have to plan the length of time it makes for me per meal, depending on what we have going on. And I'll dive into this a little more. Then I have to pick which days we're going to eat what. And then I have to grocery shop, right? And there's a few ways to go about the grocery shopping I'll talk about as well. So planning my meals, what I do. I have a giant Google Doc of meals I like. I know there's Pinterest out there. There's different apps, blah, blah, blah. And that's what I use. I'll use Pinterest. I'll find stuff on Google. I'll see something over on Facebook I like. I see cookbook stuff I like. So I save it all in one Google Doc called 2019 meals and now going to be 2020 meals. And I categorize them. I mean, it's messy, you guys. It's ugly. It just says like chicken and it has all these links for chicken recipes, Instant Pot, all these things for Instant Pot recipes. Slow cooker, you know, using the Instant Pot, but slow cooking. Okay, million things. Okay, and then there's desserts, snacks for kids after school, whatever that is. I throw it in that document. Then when I go to plan what I'm making that week, I kind of do a variety because, you know, nobody wants chicken 5 days a week. We have to have a little variety. So I'll look under pasta, chicken, meat, whatever that is, and throw those into that week. I usually choose about 3 to 4 meals because we do end up going out usually on Friday nights just to be together. And so I don't have to cook really. Or one of the weekend days we usually go. I mean, we don't do anything fancy. We'll go to the local, you know, family diner or something. It doesn't matter. We just take one night a week and go out. So I look at those meals and then I choose out, you know, the time frame of them. And then I look at my week. I usually do my grocery shopping planning after I plan my week. I know Tuesday nights are hectic here. My one son has martial arts. The other one has hip hop dance. And then I am usually have a very long work day, you know, in the office here. And then my husband gets home late. So Tuesdays are always a little crazy. So I have to make sure I have something very quick. So that's usually an Instant Pot night or something in the slow cooker. And we eat before the kids leave. Unfortunately, Tuesday nights, we don't have dinner together because we run out of the house. So it's usually me and the boys, and then my husband gets his food. So look at that. You have to look at what your schedule looks like that week. Are you working a 12-hour shift? If you are, you might want to batch 2 meals at a time because you know you're going to be gone for 12 hours a day, and they may not feed themselves anything more than cereal. And cereal is okay, you guys. That doesn't mean I don't have cereal days in this house. The next thing is grocery shopping. So what I do is write down if I'm going to the grocery store, which is very rare these days, let me tell you. And I don't care if it sounds lazy of myself. We all get 168 hours to work with in a week. I choose not to go to the grocery store for 2 of them sometimes. So I will order my groceries online and have them delivered via Instant Cart, or I will go to Walmart and pick them up, or Giant Eagle, our local grocery store, and pick them up. I don't feel any shame in that. It saves me a ton of time. There is a local market down the road that I do like to go to weekly because it has all the fresh produce and it's a local market. So I like to help the local, right? So that's one place I do end up going weekly, or I send my husband and he's very happy to go there. He goes off the list and that's okay. The other thing in my life that I batch weekly is cleaning. Every day I do 15 minutes of cleaning when my boys go to school. I wipe down the counters. I sweep the floor. That is what I mean by cleaning. Some days I throw in bathrooms, you know, whatever. 3 boys, meaning my husband and my 2 boys. The bathrooms are not the cleanest. And Tuesdays and Fridays are my laundry days. Why? I told you, Tuesdays I'm in the office all day, so on my short breaks, I'll switch the laundry. And then when my sons get home from school, while they're doing homework, I fold the laundry. The other thing I do every single day is make their lunches. this is like a little hack for moms. Both my kids, they don't eat a full sandwich at lunch because I think they don't have time. I really think it's only like a 20-minute lunch break and then they go outside, or my other son goes to a thing that they make the students go to at high school. But that being said, they have snacks and they have a sandwich, and I'll cut a sandwich in half and save the next one for the next day. And I know that sounds stupid, but it's not. I hate making sandwiches. So I cut it in half. They each have half a sandwich, so the next day I don't even have to make the sandwich. And then I throw their snacks in or whatever. The other thing I do batch-wise, and it helps me, and if you have a gym membership, I suggest you do it for yourself because it'll force you to get there. Work out. That's the other thing on Tuesdays. I do my workout class at the YMCA. It starts at 9 a.m. And it doesn't always fit in my life, but it's scheduled, so I get there. The other class I have is on a Friday. And I know for sure I am going to the gym 2 days a week because I committed to that. Now, when it comes to writing, I definitely do a lot of batching in that. So I do podcast batching. See, doing that now. I've recorded 3 episodes today so far, and I'll continue to do that until I run out of episodes, I suppose. But I do this because I'm already on the application. I already have to sit here with my headphones on, and my house is quiet, and I have my scripts and the things, outlines, whatever I have. So I'm already set to go. So I have, it just makes sense. I'm not going out and in an application day by day. It takes a lot of time. Then I will batch it in the sense of editing it. So I'll go and have an edit day of podcasting. I'm not recording. I'm only editing. So I only record podcasts once to twice a month, and then I edit and make them go live other times. The other thing I do with podcast episodes is the same thing you would do if you're writing a blog post or client work. I do a lot of research. So there's batching time for research. And then I write out the script, et cetera, et cetera. So I will, you know, batch all that as well. When it comes to client work, same thing. I'll do research. I draft it. I write and submit my first draft to my client. And then, you know, if it's a social research project, I'll do some research, and I do that as batching as well. I also use my hour of power that I've talked to you guys about before to do a lot of my batching, because it makes me do an hour too. So just again, it's the Pomodoro technique as well as my hour of power technique. I just know I'll have a chunk of time, a quiet time in the morning, so I use that as much as I can. The other thing I do all at once again is after I do my podcast recording, I also create the downloads. I create the graphics for social. Again, all in a batching time period, not while I record. I do that on a different day. You might also think about batching your emails. You might want to email so-and-so about a client. You might email a potential client about a new project, follow up with another client proposal. Have that all together so that when you go into your email, you can definitely go in there and do it all at once. In your personal life, you might start thinking of appointments. Look at your schedule. Think about who you have to add in there or what is coming up, and do it all at once. Maybe you got to plan a date night with your husband and you are looking on your schedule because you're making a doctor's appointment for your kid. Try and do all that at once. And while you're there, think of some family nights, some game nights, some things to do with friends, Christmas something, you know, if it's Christmas time. If it's, you know, winter, think about those winter activities. Go on your library website. See if there's anything free for you to do with the kids, whatever that is. Use it all at one time and you feel like you get so much more done, because you will. You'll actually get a lot done. The other thing in your business you want to think about is administration things, invoicing, bookkeeping, follow up on those unpaid invoices, update a website thing, things like that, things that aren't your client work, but you have to do. Write them down on a piece of paper and start batching them. Hey there, Savvy Scribes. I have to share a quick story. When my oldest was in preschool, they made their moms a thing that said, "My mom's favorite thing to do is," and my son put grocery shopping. Nowadays, he knows that I actually hate grocery shopping And with technology these days, I don't have to go in the store at all. It makes me so happy. I choose to spend my 168 hours a week in my business and with my family, not at the grocery store. If you want to join in on my hate for a grocery store, go to bit.ly/ssget10. And that's going to lead you to an application called Instacart. Instacart partners with the local grocery stores and delivers your groceries straight to your doorstep. You guys, grocery shopping takes me 5 minutes to order stuff, and then you get to add favorites so you don't have to add bread to your cart every single time. We know we have to get bread, right? My driver lets me know if they have to do substitutions at the grocery store, and they deliver the groceries right to the door, and all I do is put them away. I am so grateful for this service. You guys, it's so cheap and so easy to use. If you go to bit.ly/ssget10, you'll get $10 off and I'll get $10 off. Let's support the podcast and support you not going to the grocery store. So how do we go about like scheduling your week with batching? Start making columns of different things: personal, editing, administration, cleaning, writing, and plug in all those things you need to do. You could actually, I'm going to attach to this episode a free download so you can just have a worksheet to work off of. And weekly, you can plan it into your week so that you get all the things done. You'll feel so accomplished, you guys, I'm telling you. Another little helpful hint I have is keep a little notebook next to you, because if there is an idea or thought that strikes you right at the time that you're in the middle of a 25-minute burst or sprint, write it down. If you're in that other like skill area, you know, if you're writing client work and all of a sudden something from the grocery list pops in your head, write it down just on a little piece of paper. You're not doing anything else. You're just writing it down. You're not getting away from what you're supposed to be doing. The other thing that kind of helps with, you know, staying focused on your task at hand, that skill area, is sometimes change of scenery. I don't always work in my office. I sometimes work out in the living room. I sometimes work at the dining room table. Other times I actually will walk with a backpack and I'll walk up to the local Starbucks or cafe because I need that outside inspiration, whatever that is. I need just to move, whatever it is. Sometimes you just go to a local library. I love libraries because they expect nothing of you. You don't have to go in there and buy anything. Which this day and age it's hard to do that. The other thing when it comes to batching, I have a son who struggles really bad with ADHD and a husband as well. And we have put into our lives checklists, and batching on those checklists, like I said, you have your personal checklist, your cooking checklist, whatever that is. It helps them so much when I do this with them, or I don't want to say for them because I help them both with it. My 7-year-old, I make him a list. Like this past weekend, I had to work and he had to stay with his brother for a little bit. He may cause havoc if he doesn't have structure. So making him a list of play the Wii and play whichever game, write down which game you're going to play. And then I want you to make a Christmas list of things you need. You know, make it specific. And it really does. It helps him. I know it sounds like I'm making him do things, but he needs that. He needs like the structure in his life. My husband and I flipped a house recently and I talked to him about batching. You know, next time we do this, we're going to do this different. We're going to do that different because I feel like we're constantly all over the place. And he agreed. So we're going to work on that, especially for our next house. This one's just about complete. So we're not going to change the whole plan now, but going forward, we're definitely going to be batching in our flip houses. That's all I have for you guys today. I hope that helped. If you have any comments or suggestions, please go into our Facebook group, the Savvy Scribe Collective, and let me know what you do to help your productivity and time management. We'll talk soon. Thanks for listening.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.